Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 25, 1806. Hunters and salt makers, berries and bends. After a brief summary of the activities of the hunters and salt makers, Lewis continues the task of documenting all that the Corps encounters. He writes,
Cumawul and the Clatsops departed early this morning. At meridian, Coulter returned and reported that his comrade hunter, Willard, had continued to hunt from Point Adams toward the salt makers, and that they had killed only two deer which the Indians brought yesterday. In the evening, Collins, one of the salt makers, returned and reported that they had made about one bushel of salt, and that himself and two others had hunted from the salt camp for 5 days without killing anything, and they had been obliged to subsist on some whale which they had procured from the natives. The native fruits and berries in use among the Indians of this neighborhood are a deep purple berry, about the size of a small cherry, called by them shalun, a small pale red berry called solmi, the vining or low cranberry, a light brown berry rather larger and much the shape of a black haw, and a scarlet berry, about the size of a small cherry. The plant called by the Canadian engagé of the Northwest, Sacacomys, produces this berry. This plant is so called from the circumstance of these clerks of these trading companies carrying the leaves of this plant in a small bag for the purpose of smoking, of which they are excessively fond. I have lately learned that the natives, whom I have heretofore named as distinct nations, living on the sea coast southeast of the Killamucks, are only bands of that numerous nation, which continues to extend itself much further on that coast than I have enumerated them. But of the particular appellations of those distant, I have not yet been enabled to inform myself. Their language is also somewhat different from the Clatsops, Chinooks, and Kathlamas, but I have not yet obtained a vocabulary which I shall do the opportunity which offers. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 25, 1806.
The bands of Indians he writes about today are the Tillamooks, which belong to the coastal division of the Salishan language family. South of them along the coast were some small groups belonging to the Alsian, Suswalan, and Kusin language families. There are no Canadian engagés with the captains, and Lewis's reference to them is from his experiences at Fort Mandan. The berries mentioned today are the wild cranberry, Oregon crabapple, and bearberry, or kinnikinnick. Tomorrow, Werner and Howard missing.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.